Can we live in 5D and still drink alcohol and take drugs? What if they're medicinal? What about psychedelics and plant medicine? This is what I'll talk about in this episode. Stay tuned. Hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to my YouTube channel or my podcast. I'm your host and guide, Will Caminada, and I'm here to help you awaken, heal, and expand your consciousness. This channel and this podcast is all about offering you guidance and practical tools on your journey and helping you embrace and embody your multidimensional self. So if this is something you're interested in and my content resonates with you, make sure you subscribe to my channel or to whatever platform you use. And also, don't forget to follow me on Instagram at GeeWill, where I post exclusive daily content that you won't find here. I know the subject can be very sensitive and triggering, so let's just make two things very clear. First, my intention is to bring awareness and not to judge or preach or tell you what's right or wrong. Always follow your truth and check in with your inner resonance. And second, the 5D perspective of everything is that of non-duality, non-judgment, union of polarities. So this perspective doesn't seek to prove a point. Rather, it seeks to guide you back to your truth and the love at the very center of your heart. Having said that, let's get to the topic. I believe first we need to define what drugs are, and we'll do that first from a 3D perspective. From 3D, drugs can be considered any substance that numbs any kind of pain, whether we're talking physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, and whether we are aware of the pain in any of these bodies or not. So in that sense, I would include alcohol as a drug, but calm down, I will expand on that in a little bit. Within this definition, we could say there are two reasons why one would take drugs. One, because it's a drug, sometimes prescribed, but anyway, it's considered to be a medicine for a symptom, some kind of illness or disease one may have, or two, for recreational purposes. Now, the first reason is where this topic becomes a little touchy, because if you are using or have been using prescribed drugs or not, but if you've been using them to treat some kind of disease, especially chronic, then it's a very unique situation to you. It's something that's between you and your doctor or your healer. And there's nothing much I can offer other than say that from a 5D point of view, your body can heal itself. And whatever it is that you're having, whether it's a headache or something more serious, it's also a sacred divine creation of your body that's guiding you into healing, which is a journey back to your essence of love and light. But this statement in itself can trigger several emotions of fear and unworthiness, because you might think that you or the small you created this and you're not doing enough and you're not being enough, or you're just really frustrated because you're trying to understand what the emotional or spiritual cause is. You've tried many things and yet you don't know what's causing the disease and you're not getting better. So this is exactly what I don't want you to feel. From a 5D perspective, you are love, you are whole, and you are light. And there's nothing that you, the human being, can do that will take that away from you. So just know that and use this as your mantra. But coming from a multidimensional approach, which is what I resonate with and how I work with the people that work with me, this is just a part of the equation, or a slice of the pizza if you prefer. Sometimes we actually need to focus on the physical symptoms, and for some people, depending on the situation, certain drugs will help them. But the multidimensional approach also reminds you of taking care of your emotional, your mental, and your spiritual health. It reminds you to try different approaches, try different foods or diet, try a different holistic approach, a different physical routine, learning about different points of views and different sciences, experimenting with plant medicines, which I'll talk about in a second. But overall, it reminds you to connect with the intelligence within, the intelligence of your body, of your heart, and of your soul. And it's really about trying to have a balance, a multi-dimensional balance, but always coming from a place of love, enoughness, wholeness, which is 5D, even if your 3D ego mind is telling you otherwise. And this multidimensional balance will acknowledge all the layers of yourself, including your 3D ego, and it will ask you to love it. Okay, so now talking about the second reason, which is drugs or medicine for recreational use. And here's where I would add alcohol, the very chemical and easily addictive drugs such as cocaine and heroin, psychedelic drugs, and even plant medicine such as cannabis and ayahuasca. So these are different categories, so let's talk about them one by one. But before that, we also need to look at the dimension between the third and the fifth. Yes, the 4D, which not many people talk about. I have a video talking about it and you can watch it later. The fourth dimension is many things, and one of these things is that it's also a matrix. The Pleiadians talk about 4D beings that basically have been manipulating and enslaving humans to keep us stuck in 3D, and they are fed by our fear. The P's call them the global elite, and you might have heard names such as the Anunnaki, the reptilians, or the draconians. For the purpose of this episode, I won't go into much detail about them, but this is something that's been happening for thousands and thousands of years behind the curtains, if you will. The point is that the way through which they control us is by injecting fear and their dualistic service to self ideas into the collective mind through one individual mind who's susceptible to receive that. Some of the ways they do this is through media and addictions, including but not limited to alcohol and drugs. Someone who's drinking too much alcohol is creating holes in their aura so that these 4D malevolent energies can be infiltrated and influence their ideas and behavior. Have you ever questioned why certain beverages are called spirits? And have you ever felt like you had too many bad thoughts when you were drunk? And then you blamed it on the alcohol? I have. So I speak from experience and with a lot of compassion. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, oh, but just one glass of wine. Wine is good. It does no harm. And again, I'm not preaching or telling you what to do. That is a very dualistic approach, and I'm trying to be more non-dualistic in my approach as much as I can. So 5D says, trust your intuition, trust your heart, and follow that. Because when you're in your heart center, you are sovereign. But I also would add, keep questioning yourself. It's a healthy and a brave thing to do. Ask yourself on a regular basis, what's my intention behind drinking? Is it because I like the taste, or I like how it makes me feel, or am I trying to numb something or just get rid of stress and relax? Can I find this within myself? And what you hear through your inner resonance may change, because your truth does change as you heal and as you expand your consciousness. The same thing happens with the more chemical addictive drugs, which work on a very intense neurological level. And as we know, our mental body influences our emotional body, which then somatizes in the physical body. If one person is taking drugs that affect their brain in such an intense way, then they're very susceptible to these dark energies. Even if consciously, or as conscious as one can be, they think they're being happy and positive or in ecstasy. Now, when it comes to psychedelic drugs or plant medicine, there is a very fine line between using them for medicinal healing reasons and for recreational purposes, which can even cause one to be dependent on them. And I say fine line because one may be using them thinking it's for healing, but they might be unknowingly spiritual bypassing, meaning that deep within, they don't want to do the work to face their shadows and traumas, and they want to be taken on a journey by the plant spirit as some kind of escapism of their reality. The interesting thing about the plant, though, mainly ayahuasca, which is a very powerful plant medicine with the spirit of Gaia, is that she will always find a way to show you that you may be avoiding yourself or taking a root that's not serving you. The bottom line is that these are plant medicines to help you heal, but you don't need it all the time. And when it comes to cannabis or mushrooms and some other psychedelic drugs, there have been major studies going on at the moment to prove that we humans can heal from chronic diseases such as depression, anxiety, cancer, using these, especially in microdosing. I'm definitely not an expert on that, but I've recently watched a series on Netflix called How to Change Your Mind by Michael Pollan, who has a book with the same title. And in the series, they talk about the history and the progress of some of these drugs for actual healing. So I recommend watching it if you're interested in learning more about it. But I would also, again, go one step further and encourage people to ask themselves, where is the line for me between having guidance and help from these plants or substances and being dependent on them, or even more, being identified with them, as in being labeled as a user of? From a 5D perspective, these are plant spirit guides that will provide assistance in your healing journey. But I will say from experience, it is also possible to invoke these spirits without having to actually take or drink anything. And as with any spirit guide, they never want us to become dependent on them. They want us to be sovereign in who we are and follow our inner guidance, or we can say our higher self's guidance, so that we're not manipulated or controlled any longer. A 5D version of this planet, in my mind, is first a world where we start treating the root cause of these diseases, which are basically conflicts in our inner and outer world, rather than treating the symptoms and then subsequently moving into a world where there is harmony and union between our mind and our heart, our ego and our spirit, feminine and masculine, dark and light. I hope some of these points that I brought up here in this episode have helped you to expand your awareness and triggered some insights. And if you feel like sharing them, please leave a comment below. And if you're interested in learning more about inner resonance, check this video right here, or you can also try this meditation if you want to channel guidance from your higher self. As always, keep shining your light, keep your heart open, and let love lead the way. I love you. See you in the next episode. Bye.